Good morning, everyone. Today, we are going to discuss a very important and controversial issue: whether minors under 16 should receive the same sentence as adults. This topic is relevant because it affects justice, public safety, and the future of young people. On the one hand, society needs to feel protected and victims deserve justice. On the other hand, minors are still developing and may not be fully responsible for their acts. Let me introduce our speakers. Gabriela is a juvenile court prosecutor. Jesus is a child psychologist. And finally, Hugo is a secondary school head teacher and parent. Let's begin. Gabriela, do you think minors should receive the same sentences as adults?
From my point of view, in serious crimes, minors under 16 should receive sentences similar to adults. If young persons commit a violent crime, such as murder or assault, they are aware that is wrong, therefore they must face serious consequences.
You mentioned responsibility and public safety. However, do you think age should make any difference in sentences?
In minor crimes, yes, but in extreme case, I believe age should not be a decisive factor. Some crimes are so serious that they require strong punishments, regardless or offender age.
Interesting. Jesus, what's your opinion as a psychologist?
Well, first, I understand the concern of safety, but I have to disagree with treating minors as adults. Why? Well, scientific studies show that the brain is not fully developed in that age, and it's especially possible in areas of decision-making and control. Well, and this means that minors are more impulsive than normal adults and therefore are more influenced by their environments. They are less capable of understanding long-term consequences, and for this reason, I believe that rehabilitation is more effective.
So, you're saying, in your opinion, prison is not the best solution?
Exactly. Prison can actually make things much worse. So instead, I think that minors should receive psychological support, education and guidance, so by this, they can help to learn from their mistakes and reintegrate into society.
Gabriela, do you agree with that?
I partially agree. Rehabilitation is important, but it cannot replace punishment in serious cases. If there are no strong consequences, society may come be less safe. There must be a balance between rehabilitation and responsibility.
Thank you. Hugo, what do you think from an educational and parental perspective?
In my opinion, we should focus more on prevention than punishment. Many young offenders come from difficult backgrounds with lack of education, support, or positive role models. Schools and families play a key role in teaching values such as respect, responsibility, and empathy. If we invest more in education and social programs, we can prevent many crimes before they happen.
That's a very important point. What alternatives to prison would you suggest?
There are several alternatives, such as community service, educational programs, and psychological counseling. These options allow minors to take responsibility for their actions without destroying their future.
Jesus, do you agree with these alternatives?
Yes, completely. These measures are more effective in the long term because they address the root of causes of criminal behavior, such as emotional problems or social difficulties.
And Gabriela, would you consider these alternatives in serious cases?
In less serious cases, yes, but in violent crimes, I still believe stronger punishment is necessary to protect society and ensure justice.
Thank you all for your opinions. To conclude, we have seen different points of view. On the one hand, the need for public safety and justice, and on the other hand, the importance of development, education, and rehabilitation. In conclusion, a balanced approach may be the best solution, combining responsibility with opportunities for change.